This recording, Kazakhstan 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on the Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lover, thought it was a fair price for a cure." One thing I would like to share about myself is that I'm a big fan of tennis. My first encounter with the world of professional tennis was about 10 years ago. I never thought that it can be such an interesting and breathtaking sport. Initially, it seemed to me as a boring activity that requires only running from one corner to another and hitting a ball with a racket. However, after watching several tournaments, I absolutely fell in love with tennis. One must be very athletic, smart, fierce, and fearless in order to be good at it. Mental health is extremely important, and sometimes you can win your opponent easily if your mental health is stronger. You can also quickly lose the match if you lose your concentration during the tie breaks and while serving for the match. Unfortunately, this year was a catastrophe for tennis world due to coronavirus. 2 Grand Slams were delayed, and now tennis players have to play 2 Grand Slams in 1 month, which is very difficult. However, I still believe we will witness a lot of new champions and unforgettable matches.
«Это водка?» – слабо спросила Маргарита. Кот подпрыгнул на стуле от обиды. «Помилуйте, королева!» – прохрипел он. «Разве я позволил бы себе налить даме водки?»
«Это чистый спирт!»